This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's July 9th, and it was on this date 170 years ago in 1850 that President Zachary Taylor died unexpectedly, a death still questioned by some historians today. The story goes that Taylor was having a blast during 4th of July festivities and was sucking down iced milk and cherries. It should be noted that in that era, outbreaks of cholera were common during the hot summer months, thanks in part to a sewage system that was nearly non-existent. Reports have said that it may have been in the water or iced milk that he ingested, contributing to his death. Other sources claim that he died of gastroenteritis caused by too much of the cherries and fresh milk. Some have said food poisoning or typhoid fever. However, his personal doctors say that it was because of cholera morbus, or an infection of the small intestine. The next day, Vice President Millard Fillmore was sworn in to take over. And it was on this date in 1953, a new way to get from point A to point B began as the first helicopter passenger service began in New York City. As more and more vehicles began to take up the roads, 56 million to that point, New York Airways had an ingenious idea: avoid the traffic altogether and fly over it. The idea, started by R.L. Cummings Jr., it, quote, offered passengers the option to transfer between airports and go above traffic. Today, those helicopters are commonplace in New York City. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow, when today is history.